Good morning to you, Graham. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you, Graham. I'm very well. Indeed.
We're going to talk about Elon Musk and his reign as Twitter owner, which is going to continue into the long term. How long he'll be CEO remains to be seen. I think he's given himself a lot of outs in that regard as well. I'm not going to lie, Graham, since he acquired Twitter, everything is unfolding precisely as I expect it might. I feel like he's just got one Facebook post and the rest of Twitter is commenting underneath it. That's the sort of level of hands-on ownership it's so evident that he has. Has Twitter changed for the good or bad, in your opinion?
Well, it's changing. And you use the right expression there, the reign, because it is a kingdom, and he paid a prince's fortune for it. And that is the oddest thing. Paying nearly $50 billion and appeared to be bullied into it, which was also strange. I mean, how do you bully one of the world's richest men, if not the world's richest man? And he doesn't appear to be shy in coming forward, so how he got hassled into paying the price and doing it on their terms, I'll never understand. And what's equally batty is the way that he is behaving since. A couple of days ago, he switched off the people that were tracking his aircraft that he said he would never do. He's having this nutty process of, shall I step down or not? I mean, for God's sake, he's the principal. He is the owner. He doesn't need to ask the public. The public know nothing. That's one thing should never give in to the whims of the public and certainly not let them dictate. And what he knows about social media, he ought to know at this stage. He's been making his fortune out of the internet and for the last 25 years. So it's a nuts procedure. And as you say, it's rather like you would have expected it to go in the first place.
But everything is, it's just a strange space. For example, you talk of him blocking an account that shared his jet location. He says that can't be fair. That's doxing. Yet he doxed a person himself who he claimed was stalking his family, turned out to be an Uber Eats delivery driver. He doxed him. He shared his exact location and the time of his location at the World Cup, even his position in the stadium. There, a contradiction again. He's claiming now that perhaps bots influenced the outcome of the should he step down as CEO, because he didn't like the outcome of that, but he had never talked about bots when people voted to reinstate Donald Trump, and on it goes. It's crazy what's happening right before our very eyes. He doesn't seem to make sense from one day to the next.
Nope, that's his won't. One mustn't mistake his wealth with superintelligence. One mustn't mistake his wealth with him being aware of what he's up to all of the time. At this level, you can only deduce that he got incredibly lucky in terms of his life choices and business decisions, because he's not a normal individual. He is clearly scatterbrained. I mean, that jet was very, very interesting. I mean, the guy seems to have been on the move the whole time, never staying still. Like, it would move three times in one day across the country, as they say in the US. And only just arrived right now from, I think, is it Luton back to wherever he was going in California or Texas. Elon he's a nut job, and that's it. I mean, and he's not, the question now needs to be asked, is the man actually stable? And what's funny is that Trump has not returned to Twitter, which I think, for a business thing, he was actually expecting, because Trump is good for business. In fact, Trump is fantastic for business. And then, of course, he would have got himself right into what he probably wanted to be involved with, which is the presidential race in the US. And perhaps he wanted to have an outcome in there. I mean, maybe this is the first smart thing Trump's done in two decades.
Also, too, he views, and you can see by the question he poses, he views Twitter as American only, clearly. I mean, he's the CEO of a platform that's used widely, but he doesn't seem to have any interest in Europe, in India, all other big markets. You know, the Twitter usage is minute. It's very small compared to, let's say, for instance, TikTok. And its share in the United States is even smaller still. He seems to live in a bubble, which, again, for the what is the second richest man in the world right now. Again, it beggars belief to me. But I'm loving watching it. But it doesn't make any sense.
Well, that is extraordinary. That's a great point, because it is extraordinary. The man grew up in South Africa. I mean, he is African. I mean, I know his mom's from Canada and this, that, and the other. But to be so singularly focused on the United States when much of Twitter's impact, and I mean, it's Twitter is involved in India in a major way. It's involved with Imran Khan in Pakistan and a whole range of secular and non-secular, Islamophobe and Muslim and political issues in the sub-Indian continent, where it's having a major impact. And Mr. Musk appears not to be interested. Isn't that where he's got to find his new market? I mean, the man has to recover $45 billion because these guys ain't going to let go. They'll want their money back.
Well, apparently the pressure's on him. And again, another irony. He objects to people using pronouns, yet he called his son X-A-E-A-X-I-I. You know, again, but also too, you see, the it's more of a concern, I think, really, his CEO being the CEO of Tesla, which is an electric car company, the biggest electric car company in the world, of course, and their audience, the people that buy them, are generally sort of liberal, and they have a close eye on the environment. That's the motivation. Yet he, through Twitter, is aligning himself with you know further to the right, where people don't necessarily think. So, in other words, he is disenfranchising the Tesla base, whom he hopes to sell these cars to. Tesla shares have dived, nosedived, as of many shares, but since he took over Twitter, the downward spiral of Tesla has been far greater than any other car companies and any other tech businesses. And in doing so, sorry to rattle here, Graham, reducing the stock price of Tesla, right, which is what he's secured his debt to buy Twitter on. So he's literally destroying his assets, and now people are looking to call in those debts. He's creating all of this himself, and we're watching it in real time again, Graham. That's what I find so fascinating.
Yeah, and was Tesla overvalued? Because it's a huge part of the lots of pension funds, but I did think it was overvalued. Greg, don't forget the NASA administrator and all of the NASA people are very concerned about his behavior, and SpaceX has been a triumph. And some business experts say stick to what you're good at. And so far, rockets and cars appear to have really worked out for him. Yet rockets and cars are what he's ignoring to chase a folly. The least week. I mean, the shortest poppy in a field of poppies, that's what Twitter is. I mean, it's nothing in comparison to TikTok, Instagram, even Snapchat. It's still a minnow against Snapchat. He's in, no doubt sometime next year he'll wake up.
I don't
think he won't realize it's been a nightmare.
Yeah,
hopefully he won't find it's been a nightmare.
And I think too, And many people as well believe Twitter is way more important than it is. Twitter in Ireland, the usage is tiny, but it's populated by people who believe they're important. Those that contribute the most, you know what I mean? And it's not that important. It really, really isn't. But he believes it is, and he's staked €44 billion of his money on it. But maybe he'll realise that it is not really quite as important and influential as he believes it is. Or maybe you disagree with my assessment there, Graham.
No, I don't. In fact, I know radio presenters like people to disagree them for good airwaves, but look, Facebook and Twitter is where the old folks are, and I'd count myself almost amongst that. And it's the most irrelevant audience. I mean, he needs to be, if he was being serious, he would have tried to buy TikTok, which the American government would like an American citizen to buy. That was the only time that Trump and President Xi actually had an argument and they slammed the phone down on each other, was the ownership of ByteDance and TikTok. That was the one to buy, and that was the one to pay $100 billion for, and that might have been a really good business idea. Twitter is largely used by an aging demographic, but it's right in the political mix. And, you know, he is in his mid-50s at this stage. He is a political creature, and perhaps he's missed a trick with not focusing on the other ones. He could have even, the one that needs revival but still has a great audience is Snapchat.
Yeah.
Because he was never going to be able to buy Instagram, because you know they were never letting that go. But Snapchat was perhaps the one to get. But Twitter sort of reflects his own age, his own politics, the fact that he's right in the middle of the whole political mix, and he kind of likes that battle. And a lot of political battles take place on Twitter and not on Snapchat and not on Instagram.
Yeah.
But and of course Facebook. But Twitter is the wrong place to be for him. And good luck to him with his $45 billion.
Yes, and you mentioned TikTok. He banned cross-posting to other social media sites I thought it interesting he didn't to the biggest, which is China owned, and he's got a lot of business in China, and he's looking to secure a couple of deals in China. So for someone who claims to want to tidy everything up, it's all a little bit messy there for himself. All right, listen, it's been lovely chatting to you, Graham, and getting your insights. Thanks so much for that. Take care.
God bless. Thank you.
Graham Mulhern, CEO of BeSecureOnline.ie.